Podcast from Chaos!
Yeah, it's the podcast game show where you guys in the crowd here tonight get the opportunity to win our fee!
You're always cheering and you know how much the fee is. Yes, it's the grand total of 200 quid. And there it is, all in £5 notes in our fishbowl with a few coins.
Yeah, but that's what we could be getting. We could be getting 100 quid each. I mean, we could literally be leaving here. No, that actually is how much we would be paid. Right, so we could be leaving here with loads of money,
or leaving here with nothing.
Yeah.
Now, each week we have a celebrity guest on the show. Yes, we've been trawling social media and asking you who you want on the podcast today. Now, you asked for Sam Smith.
And we like to listen to our fans.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So we got you, Sam Thompson. From Made in Chelsea and Big Brother! And let's say yes, who their wins, here he is!
Here he is. I'm so excited!
Sam, lovely to have you here. Now, look, explain to everyone why are you here tonight?
Well, I'm here because I love you guys, and I heard it was going to be fun. There's a huge crowd. Wow.
It's a big crowd. Yeah, they're big. The audience. Yeah. Sam is going to be here. He's going to be judging some of the games that we'll be playing later on, which reminds me, we must crack on with the first one. Are we ready for Cash from Chaos?
Yeah. Okay, yes. Now, the first game is actually called... Oh, hold on a minute. Right.
Now, the alarm's gone off. This is... For us to give you an example of how the game show works.
Yes, it's time for a quick fire fiver. I'm going to come down here into the audience with £5 of our fee.
This is ours. Currently, listen, you lot, this is our money.
Hardened cash.
We don't want to give this to you.
No.
Because it's ours.
It's ours, mine. Yes.
But if you answer this correctly, it's not ours.
No. Right, I'm going to come down here and ask you a question. If you get it right, you win £5. It's as simple as that. Hello, who are you?
Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie. Nice to have you here. Your question is, true or false? Sam once got tossed off by Sarah Harding when he was in Celebrity Big Brother.
False.
Right, okay. Let's find out.
Can I just say, do you like the 80s vibe there? Tossed off. I've not heard that for years, have you?
Sam, were you whacked off by Sarah...
All right, Dom.
By Sarah Harding whilst on Big Brother?
It's actually false.
You win £5! Well done, Stephanie!
Oh, no! Are you kidding?
I know we've just lost £5!
That's our money!
Why do you not believe in me, Stephanie? Come on, that could have been true.
Okay, So, could you explain what actually happened and why this wasn't true?
Well, there was actually a guy called Chad who was way better looking than me who actually got the call up.
No.
And that did actually happen.
What? On Big Brother? On the telly? Went out on telly?
Yeah.
Under the duvets or on top of the duvets?
There was a lot of over-the-top fondling, and then the cameras cut when it started getting a little bit too heated.
Yeah.
Will you stop doing... Do you know what? Right, that's the introduction to our first game. It's called...
Burger King.
Now, for Burpa King, it's going to be Dick playing for our money to keep our money against a member of the audience here who could be winning our fee. Sam, there are some beautiful people in the audience. There are some not beautiful people. But
charming.
We don't care which one you pick, but who are you going to pick?
I want you, mate. The guy in the blue shirt with his arms crossed.
Oh, in
a
there.
Nice watch on.
Oh, yeah.
Who clearly doesn't want to be picked.
Come on, up you come. Give him a round of applause. Here he is.
Let's find out who we've got here, then we'll explain exactly what we've got to do. Hello.
Hiya.
Oh. He's actually 13. His voice is broken.
He's regressing to his childhood. No, we're not cutting it out. That's going out, mate. Yeah. That's good.
Wait. So now we're going to pretend we've cut that out. Let's find out who we got here. Hello.
Oh, man. You all right? Hi, I'm James.
Hi.
James, look, you look like you're all dressed from the office. What do you do as a job?
I'm a civil servant.
Okay. Lovely to meet you. Now, do you burp well?
Yeah, I actually do, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, well, here's exactly how the games work. Dick is going to drink a pint of green cola... It is cola that doesn't make your teeth turn yellow. It's actually good. It's got natural ingredients in it. So he's going to drink a pint of that.
Two cans, basically.
And he will burp for a period of time. If you can burp for longer than my friend over here. The audience are excited already. Then you will win. How much, Sam? How much will he win?
Here we go. It's a big chunk. Jimbo, I've got faith in you, man. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, £35.
So there we go. 35 quid of our actual money. This is our money that we don't want him to win. So if Rich can burp for longer, we keep our money and it goes into the fishbowl of fee. And if James wins, he gets our money. Okay. So first of all, just down it. There we go. That's it. Chug, 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 chug. And he's all going down. It's all gone down. It's all going down. Sam, get ready on the start button for the timer. Okay. All the green cola's gone. Okay. Shh, shh,
shh, shh, shh.
Okay, ready.
Oh, God.
No, stop. Stop the clock.
What was that came up?
He's done.
I stopped.
That was rubbish, wasn't it?
That sounded like a sick.
It tasted like it as well.
It just sounded like an old man having gastric problems in a nursing home.
There was definitely a bit of bile that came up.
Wait, where's the bile?
It's still in there. Come back to me.
Come back to me. You've done it now.
There's something funny going on down there.
Okay, just to log that time for
it's
you.
It's actually still quite good. 4 seconds, 84.
Not bad. I'm not actually.
Hang on a minute.
Rubbish.
Wait. We got a problem here from James.
I don't know what the rules are, but I think that was two burps.
So how long do you think he lasted?
How long do I think he lasted? I think he lasted two for each burp. So maybe marginally longer on the second, but.
So do we think, 1 second 40.45?
We'll give him 2.5 on the second and he can.
2.5, the first one was shorter than the long one. The long one ended at 4 point.
Second and a half for the first one, 2.5.
Okay, let's go for that. Okay, so 1.5 seconds. Okay. James, drink your pint of green cola.
Down it, 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 down it. Here we go, down. Mind your shirt.
Yes, boy.
Ooh, ooh.
Right.
Okay, so.
Let it do its thing.
He's drunk it all. He's going to let it sit in his gut for a while whilst it ferments.
Silence, please.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he's ruined his shirt, but James, the civil servant from London, will now muster the mighty. No.
So,
hang on a minute. Wait a minute.
That was two burps.
No, that was about seven burps, was it not? Now, I'm sorry. Wait. James was very quick to criticise Dick's burp. Am I not right again? No, hang on a minute. I might be right in thinking that his first audio noise coming from his gastric region lasted about half a second. Am I right? Okay, but now it's all down to Sam the man.
Come on, Sam.
Sam the man who can.
It's our money.
Who's
Sam.
Who's going to win?
Here we go.
Will it be Dick or will it be James?
Dick. Oh, no.
Okay, for £35, who wins it? Is it Dick and Dom or James?
It is. It's James. Oh! He got a 2.70 on the first part.
That's our money.
Right,
big hooks for James. Big hooks for James. He's just won £35. Thank you, James. Thank you. Off you go. Spend it wisely. So, Dom won't let go. Right there, James has ripped it out of his hand. Right, so we gave £5 away to Stephanie, yes. We've just given 35 away to James, so that's 40 quid gone. So 200 minus 40 is... £160 left in the fishbowl.
Okay, it's all.
Did you hear that?
Quick fire fiver. Okay, which
there you
one?
Go. That one. And £5. £5. Okay. Dom, take your £5 down into the audience.
So let's find out from someone here. Hello, lovely people. What's your name?
Mark.
This is Mark. Everyone say hi, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, hold my £5. That's yours for now. If you get it right, you keep our £5. If you get it wrong, I take my money back off you. Okay. True or false? Sam once shat in the bath he was sharing with his sister.
What?
Last week. I'm joking. It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. No, I assume there were kids. Sam once shat in the bath he was sharing with his sister. Is this true or is this false?
True.
Okay, Sam, right, Sam, if it is true, he keeps our money. If it's false, we get it back. Okay, Sam, did you once shat the bath with your sister?
I did.
Well done, mate. You get my money.
He's won £5. That's another £5 gone.
Unbelievable.
It was ages ago.
Yeah, how? Like, when you say ages, like how old were you?
I was like 2.
Oh, okay, fair point.
Yeah, and I blamed it. I thought, I said it was fluff. Wasn't fluff.
Fluff? The thing is, that's such a bad excuse. Fluff is that big and doesn't smell of shit. So, okay, congratulations, you win the £5 note. Let's crack on with our next round, which is called...
Made not in Chelsea, but made somewhere else in the UK.
Now, as we all know, Sam Thompson-Rose here is very famous for being on the hit reality show Made in Chelsea. Yeah, there you go. Now, of course... When you are made in Chelsea, it assumes that the your parents, well, what do? They kind of created you.
Yeah, in Chelsea.
In Chelsea.
Were you made in Chelsea, Sam?
I actually was born in Chelsea.
You were,
Chelsea,
born
yeah.
in Chelsea. Yeah.
No, but where were you made?
Yeah.
Oh, where was I made? Where do they have sex? I'm not entirely sure.
Sam, for this game, we need another audience member. Who's it going to be?
Hello, girl in the glasses with the white jumper on with your thumb in your mouth. Yeah, that's right.
Coming it's up, you. Give a round of applause. Here she comes. Welcome, welcome. Oh, marvellous. Welcome onto the stage. There she is. Hello, what's your name?
Alice.
Hello, Alice. Say all right, Alice. What's going on, Alice?
Not a lot.
Right, let's explain the rules of the game. Sam is going to read out some sentences in different accents. You've just got to work out where he was made in. Okay, Dom and Alice, you have 2 goes each, and the winner will get. Sam, how much cash is up for grabs here? Oh, in he goes. He's going in the fishbowl. Come on, Sam. Don't give too much away. This is our money. This is our money. He's gone right into the bottom. Right. Delve in. Count it up. Count it up.
Okay,
what
we have £20.
Yes.
21, 22, 23, 25 quid.
25 quid. Come on, it's all to play
Alice,
for.
Alice, what would you do with £25?
Probably get some wine.
Some wine. Okay, yeah. So 25 quid at stakes. This is our money. We could lose even more money tonight.
Yes. So, Alice, you're going first. This is not made in Chelsea. This is made in the UK. No.
I've just got to guess the accent.
Yeah. Guess the accent.
She should present the show, not you. Fucking hell, it was that easy. Just guess the accent.
You've been talking shit for about 5 minutes.
Shut up.
Guess the accent. It's the green cola. It's having an effect on me. Right, Alice, you're going first. Now, Sam is going to read out the sentence in the Queen's English first. Then he's going to read it out in the accent. So listen carefully, Alice.
I'm so bad at this, by the way. Like, really quite... Oh.
Queen's English first, so she can hear the sentence.
Excuse me, Mrs. Biggins. You appear to have a ham up your skirt.
Okay, so that's how it should sound in the Queen's English.
Oh, yes.
And now
Sam's going to read it in the accent of someone from a different part of the UK.
I'm so sorry for what you're about to hear. Excuse me, Mrs. Biggins. You would appear to have a ham up your skirt.
Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish, but we need to be a bit more detailed.
Glasgow.
Yes! He got it right!
Oh my God.
Well
so,
done.
It's 1 point to Alice. Dom, your go. Are you ready? Second
yeah,
one,
I'm,
please,
I'm ready.
Sam.
I'm ready.
Read it
Let's
out.
Let's crack on.
The Queen's English first.
At 4:30 every afternoon, I wax my bassoon.
Yes. Now read it out in the accent from a different part of the UK. Written on the bottom of the card for you there.
Oh, mate.
Do you know where that place is?
No. I'm struggling with the accent anyway.
A little bit further south than Glasgow, to the left a bit.
Okay. At 4:30 every afternoon, I wax my bassoon. That was amazing!
Come on then, Dom. Come on, this is our money. 25 quid, mate.
So I'm going to go for somewhere in Wales, because, excuse me, Yes. Okay.
What, you thought that was Welsh?
Yeah, I did think it was Welsh. So I'm going to go for. I like Aberystwyth. I'm going to go for right at the top. Is Bangor near the top? Bangor. I'm going to go for Bangor. Aberystwyth.
He's going for Aberystwyth. Okay. Was it Aberystwyth in Wales, Sam?
It was Ryle? Real.
Ryle?
Real.
Ryle.
Real. R-H-Y. Real, man. Real.
It was real.
The right country.
So close.
So at the moment, Alice has one. Dom has nothing. Alice, back to you. Are you ready? Here's your next sentence in the Queen's English first, please, Sam.
Stefan Mulhern is actually the grand...
Stefan?
It's catchphrase with Stefan Mulhern. Stephen, man, come on.
It's Stephen Mulhern is actually the grandson of Christopher Biggins.
Right.
Oh, no. And
in the accent. Okay.
Steve.
Come on, man.
Trying, mate, give me a sec. Stephen Mulhern is actually the grandson of Christopher Biggins. That was awful. That was so terrible. I'm so sorry for.
Can I hear it again?
Are you really gonna make me do this again?
I didn't quite get it.
Oh, okay. Come on, Sam. I've got a stutter. Stephen Mulhern.
No, not Mulhern.
Well, how do you say it, Mulhern? Yeah, but I'm trying to do it in the accent. Stephen Mulhern is actually. No, that's Welsh again. Is.
Okay, enough.
I have to get this right.
Enough now. I think you've had enough clues.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Plenty. Alice, where do you think Sam was made in that time?
Cardiff.
So we're back in Wales.
You think
again.
It was back in Wales? All right. Okay. So Alice thinks Cardiff, back in Wales. Sam, where was your accent from?
You're Derry in Ireland. I don't know, honestly, if they could have asked me to do one thing that's the worst thing, it's this. I'm so bad at it.
Right, okay.
No point for you.
No points to Alice, so it's still 1-0. Back to Dom. Come on, Dom, we've got to keep this 25.
If I get this, it's neck and neck, then it's all to play for.
Then it's a tiebreak.
For our money.
Okay.
If I get this, it's all to play for.
Sam, please read out your next sentence in the Queen's English.
Is.
In Chelsea.
My bike got a puncture on the way to the Pat Sharp convention. My bike got a puncture on the way to the Pat Sharp convention.
Okay, in the accent, please.
Oh, mate. Okay. I actually have a mate from this place, but he doesn't speak in an accent. Okay, here we go. My bike got a puncture on the way to the Pat Sharp convention.
Okay, now.
That was sick!
No.
You could call it that.
Now. Don't forget, we're over 40. Sick means unwell. So it's either Devon or Somerset.
Right,
I'm going to go for Somerset.
Somerset. Sam, was it Somerset?
It was Norwich.
Norwich?
So that means Alice wins!
25 pounds of our hard. We're giving too much money away today. Round of applause for Alice. There she goes. Oh, my life. Oh,
what the hell?
What does a Norwich accent sound like?
I don't know.
No one knows.
Can anyone right. here do a Norwich accent?
Anyone here from Norwich?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Over there.
What does it
right,
sound
what's
like?
The sentence? Give me the sentence.
This is how you say it. We've got an actual man from Norwich.
What's your name?
Oh, my God. Brian.
See, he sounds normal.
That's a very Norwich name, isn't it, Brian?
A classic Norwich name, Brian. And now, here is a real man from Norwich saying the same sentence.
My bike got a puncture on
that
the way
to the
Pat
Sharp
convention.
That was what I said! That's exactly my accent!
Mate, you got it wrong.
There we go, there's Brian, everyone.
Right, so we've now given away another 25 quid, so what were we on, 140? So what we got left? 130, but I thought we were on 104 before. We're just giving away 25.
Wait.
Hold on a minute. We've got a human calculator down here. Explain.
It was 155 when you gave the 5 away. Then the 25, so it's 130.
Is that correct? Everyone agree with that? Everyone agree? Yeah, sounds about right. All right. £130 left in the pot. And now we move on to Quick Quid Minute. We're going to get a load of quid coins, pound coins, out of the fishbowl. Here's a few for you, Don.
Okay, so we come down as the audience. Okay. We have a minute on the clock. You could win a quid for every correct answer. Go, Dom.
Okay. So, what do you call an octopus with one leg?
Octopen?
No, it's a fathead inky snakesopus. Sorry, you lose.
How many baguettes is too many baguettes?
All of them.
No, four in a 24-hour period.
Which Spice Girl is the most easily startled?
Scary.
No, it's Mel C during the day, but Jerry at night. Sorry.
During the Last Supper, did they split the bill or pay separately?
They just left, man.
No, they split the bill, but it was a bit unfair as Matthew didn't have a starter.
So the question is, how is he in himself?
Very well.
Oh, well, the answer is a lot better, thanks. So I'll give you that one. He gets a quid.
If you shout something at Nick Cave, will it echo?
Definitely not.
Wrong answer. The answer is, depends how he's sitting. That was quick, quick. How much did we give away?
I gave away one.
I gave away nothing. So left in the pot now, we now have... Come on, human calculator.
129.
£129!
And we move to our final round, which is called...
Crunch Time.
For this, we need one glorious member of the audience.
Another member.
Sam, pick out anyone Who's you want for our last game.
Why am I taking this so seriously?
Because there's lots of people.
Oh, the girl who's drinking the J2O. Is that a J2O? Yes. Whatever you're drinking. Did you just drop it? I think she just dropped it.
Lovely lady. This way, please. Give her a massive round of applause.
Sit. Hello.
Hi.
Do I get all of them out?
Who are you?
Rosie.
This is Rosie, everyone. Rosie, do you like crisps?
Yeah.
Have you got a particular favourite crisp?
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah, which brand? Which brand?
Walkers and
Walkers or
what's the name? McCoy's. Yeah.
McCoy's.
You like salt and vinegar McCoy's?
Dom's actually addicted to salt and vinegar crisps.
I am a popular snack. Rosie, well listen, well good to have you here. Well, this is a game where we find out how well you know your different crisps just by the sound that they make. Sam, in a moment. Well, come over and munch some crisps next to your ear. You have to write down which crisp you think it is. Whoever gets it closest. Sam, how much will they win?
£10. Oh.
Okay. Both of you facing forward. No copying.
No
deferring.
Yes.
Okay, Sam, will you take your first crisp and eat it next to their ear?
Listen. These ones.
Listen carefully.
Now, don't forget, if you're listening at home or on a train, you can play along.
Should I bring
this?
How
or?
Exciting.
Okay, now. Yeah, hide the way. Ooh.
Delicious.
Okay. Delicious. Okay, nutritious. Not too close because they will smell it. The first crisp, please.
Oh, that was crunchy, wasn't it? It
was so good.
Sam, go sit down. Okay. You can smell them from here. No copying.
Okay, I've written it down.
Over to you, Rich, first. What do you think Sam was eating?
It was definitely a crunchy one. Possibly a bit crinkly. Oh, no one's giving... Oh, am I wrong? I think
it's
it was...
Like, it's like through the keyhole, isn't it?
Was it a McCoy's salt and vinegar or flame grilled steak? No.
Okay, so we're going over to you, Rosie. What do you think Sam was eating?
Cheese and onion Walkers.
You've written another word.
Crunchy.
Okay. You're both so far from the answer, it's ridiculous. Okay, but someone's got to win it. Sam, who was the closest to the type of crisp it was?
I'm going to go for, I think, Rosie.
Why?
Because it kind of smells like a cheese and onion a little bit.
Okay, it's got a pungent aroma about it. So for the first time, will you announce what crisp were you eating on Christmas Day?
I was eating... the delicious Monster Munch.
Oh, it sounded far too crunchy for that.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you expect just a bit of sog, don't you?
Yeah.
So at the end of that round, Rosie has scored one. Rich has scored nothing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Sam, you get ready. You get your next crisp ready.
Oh, okay. No, it's a king of crisps,
yeah,
whatever
it is. It is a significant sound. This is a significant sound.
Right, quiet, quiet, quiet.
Sam, okay. What crisp is this?
Oh, whoa. I know that, I know that, I know that.
Ooh. No copying.
I've got it. I've got that one. That's easy. Back of the net. Come on, get in.
Rosie's being very specific.
She's in fact,
she's changed the colour of her pen to do this. So Rosie's going to go first. Did you recognise the sound?
It was still crunchy.
Still crunchy. Okay, not really crunchy though, was it?
Munchy.
A bit munchy than crunchy. Well, that's a different sound, isn't it? What crisp do you think Sam was eating?
Roast chicken Walkers.
Oh, you like your Walkers, don't you?
Are you sponsored by Walkers?
Are you Gary Lineker?
Okay, so Rosie's gone for roast chicken Walkers.
For £10.
Okay, this is for 10 quid.
Right, let's hope I'm right, because we've got to keep this 10 quid, mate, because we're losing a lot of money.
So, Rich, you've got something down there. What sound do you think it was?
Well, it was soft and kind of airy, wasn't it?
Soft and airy.
It wasn't
airy.
Munchy, it wasn't good. Crunchy. And the answer was Skips!
No!
What? I was so confident!
You were so confident as well.
Oh, Quavers!
God!
Quavers! What? What's it?
Oh. So far, you've got £10 for being the most close to the first round. The second round, Rich said Skips. Sam, who gets the next 10 quid?
Gotta be honest, I'm gonna curveball this. Rich.
Yes! Yeah. Come on, soft and airy. Yeah, what's well it? Done. Close to Skips.
You get our first £10.
We've got 10 quid to put back
done
in the fishbowl, mate.
Okay, so now time for the final crisp to listen to.
This one's delicious.
I still don't know why I'm writing it down, but...
Okay, here we go. Sam, get ready to eat your third and final crisp. And for you at home, see if you can guess what brand of crisp this is.
Oh,
crunchy.
Beefy. Come on.
Okay, this is the final one.
Here we go.
For 10 final pounds. Let's find out. Rosie, what's Sam eating?
What's it?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
We've had What's It.
Just had What's It.
You think he just loves What's It?
I've never heard a What's It that sounds like that, have you?
Is he obsessed with What's It?
Rich.
Right, I'm definitely right this time.
What do you think?
Are you ready?
Go on then, ready.
Come on, here we go.
Here we go.
I'm going to shout it out like I'm scoring a goal. McCoy's!
No!
Sam, what was the brand of crisp you just ate?
It was cheesy Doritos and they were delicious.
So, £10 at stake here. Who is closest? If Rich gets it, he gets to keep £10 of our own money. If Rosie's the closest with her What's It, she gets to keep 10 quid. Who is closest? Was it Rosie or Rich?
Well, do you know what? I'm going to say Rosie. Because she's got, well, What's It's a cheesy. And these are the Doritos were cheesy.
Oh, man.
He just said McCoy's.
So what you're saying is Rich didn't get the brand or the flavour right. So that means Rosie gets another £10, which means Rosie.
Go on, Rosie!
Well done, Rosie. Well done, Rosie. 20 quid. We keep 10 quid, though. We keep 10 quid. Old hugs. So we've kept £10, but we gave away £20. So how much are we left with now, human calculator?
£109
left in the bowl. And it's time for our final round, which is called...
Cash Grab.
But Sam, we need one last audience member to play this game.
I love picking the people who don't want to be picked. Who's shying away at the back there? Looking at you, Ed Sheeran.
That's Norwich boy.
Yeah, he looks like Ed Sheeran. Up you come, Ed.
Oh,
come on,
it's
big guy.
Norwich boy. Round of applause for Brian, the man from Norwich.
Brian, they love you, Brian.
Wow, he does look like Ed Sheeran. Are you any relation?
Unfortunately not.
Right, do you want to win some cash?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's explain. Of course you do, it's ours. You and Dom are going to go down here into the...
Cash Zone.
The cash zone, yeah. As you can see, we've got the rest of the money that was left in the fishbowl. We've spread it all over this dirty beer and fag butt floor. You've then got to run down into the cash zone, and we got 15 seconds on the clock. You both have to pick up as much cash as possible wearing an oven glove. You pick it up with the oven glove, you transfer it into the other hand. Are you both ready? It's a bit like a cash fight. It could get scary down there.
The only rule is... There are no rules.
Brian, remember, Dom is an angry little man. Are you ready? Remember, it's all our money on the floor, so Dom wants to keep it.
Go on, Brian.
Three, two, one, cash grab!
No!
Oh, my life It's literally a fight!
Yes,
Brian has literally picked up Dom and moved him. Oh, now they're both on the floor. They're on top of each other. They're literally rolling around like they're in bed together. Oh, my life. He's got his arm around his neck. Dom, leave him alone. Don't kill him. Stop. Stop.
That was amazing.
Let go of him. Be nice to our audience, Dom. Stop it. Leave Brian. Get off him. Brian, come back up here.
For those listening to the podcast, Brian just picked me up and walked me across the room.
How was that for you, Brian?
Oh, it's everything I'd imagined and more.
It got very physical.
It did.
Got a little bit fighting.
You nearly
a bit
strangled
angry.
Them at the end.
It's our flipping money.
I know it is. Anyway, talking about money, let's see how much we picked up. Dom, how much of our own money did you keep?
Well, after being beaten around by Norwich's own Ed Sheeran, I managed to get... Oh, Brian. I managed to get £10.
£10?
£10.
And Brian, how much did you get? Oh, you've got a hair there. Let's just remove that. Oh, Mick. And you only got £10 as well. So that means £99 left on the floor. So it's all to play for. Because now, Brian, you can decide what to do. You can take the £10 in your hand, leave, go and sit down, go back to Norwich.
£10 up.
And buy yourself a 99 10 times. Or... yeah, and have a bit extra later, a few pennies left. Or... you can gamble and you could win the £10 in your hand, the £10 in Dom's hand, and the rest of the money on the floor, which is £99. What do you want to do? Do you want to stick or do you want to gamble?
Ooh, it's going to be a gamble.
A gamble.
He's going to gamble! Okay, Sam Thompson, please, stop eating the Watsits. Sam is going to stand in the middle of you. He's going to toss a coin and you have to decide now because you've decided to gamble. Do you want heads or do you want tails?
I love heads.
He's going for heads.
If it
lands on heads, you will win £109 of our hard-earned cash. Let's flip that coin, drop it on the floor and put your foot on it. Are you ready? Here we go. Brian's gone for heads. Flip it, put your foot on it. Will Brian be going back to Norwich with £109? Is it heads or tails?
It's heads.
Brian from Norwich has won £109 of Dick and Nom's money. Get the money. Here, go and get the rest. It's there. It's all yours. Brian, I can't believe
Brian,
it.
Brian.
We've
Brian,
lost, mate.
Brian.
We've lost. Yeah, Ed Sheeran lookalike. Go on, back to Norwich.
So hang on. So just remind everyone.
We go home with nothing.
This has been at our expense. Well, well done, Brian. Give Brian a round of applause. Well done.
Brian.
And that... Well done, Brian. And that has been Cash from Chaos. Thank you very much to everybody here for coming. Thanks very much for downloading us and having a listen to us as well.
But most importantly, thanks to our special guest, Sam Thompson, everyone.
Thank you.
But even more importantly, thanks for you lot for coming and everyone for listening. See you next time at Cash from Chaos.
Bye.